I'm John Rothman.
And I'm Mitch Tuckman.
And as we promised, we have a very special guest joining us for the next two segments. Mitch, tell us about this remarkable individual.
Well, I'm so excited. We have Professor Bert Malkiel on with us. And Bert is a member of our investment committee at Rebalance IRA. But Bert wrote a book that I read when I was in college in the 70s, and I think millions of others have read the same book. It's called A Random Walk Down Wall Street. And it was published 40 years ago, John, 1975. And it's now in its 11th edition. Bert just put out the 11th edition. As I mentioned earlier in the segment, it's not 50 Shades of Grey, but it has sold 1.5 million copies. And for finance, that's getting up there.
Bert, before we get going, I have to ask you a question. I hope you don't mind, but I've got to ask it right out of the box. The most famous quote: a blindfolded chimpanzee can throw darts against the dartboard and do better than the pros. How in the world did you come up with that?
Well, the fact is that what I have done from the very first edition of the book is to recommend so-called index funds. Now, an index fund is simply a fund that buys and holds all the stocks in the market. And the reason that that does so well is that there are a lot of smart people around who hear some information and are buying and selling to make sure that any information that arises about a stock or about the whole market gets reflected in its price. Now, that doesn't mean the price is always right. In fact, I like to say the price is always wrong. But the point is, millions of Americans, including very high-paid pros, are buying and selling, and if they think that the price is wrong, they're going to make transactions to change that price. So that the price really reflects everything that's known about a stock, and therefore, if you just take the prices that are there, buy and hold, you're going to do at least as well, and if not better, than all of the other people.
But
in other words, if the prices reflect the information, a blindfolded monkey throwing darts can select a portfolio as well as the experts.
But Bert, I got a tip. I want you to know you're the first one to hear this. A company called Enron. And if I put all my money there, I am going to be able to retire with more than I could ever imagine. Not a good idea, right?
No, not a good idea. Now, you happen to take a company that used to be a very admired company, but that was basically a fraud that was built on a number of lies, and the price actually was wrong. It does not mean that there aren't some fraudulent people around. There aren't some Bernie Madoffs around. You can do a lot worse than the blindfolded chimpanzee by simply following tips.
Well, Bert, this is Mitch. So you have now published 11 versions of A Random Walk Down Wall Street. The original message was indexing, but there were other messages. Just talk about some of the basic tenets that you put forth 40 years ago and whether you still believe in them all or whether you've had a little bit of doubt on some of them.
Well, I actually believe in indexing, the main tenet, even stronger than I did when I first wrote the book. When I first wrote the book, index funds didn't exist. 3 years later, Jack Bogle at the Vanguard Group started the first index fund. Index funds have proliferated. There's been a lot of competition. Their prices have been driven down so that you can then buy index funds at close to zero cost. More recently, there are so-called exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, and these are index funds that trade very much like stocks and, again, can be bought at expense ratios that are very close to zero. So the fact is that from the first thought of doing this 40 years ago when they didn't even exist. They now exist, and they are almost costless. And the data from the period from which you've had index funds, the data are overwhelming that each year the index fund does better than two-thirds of the so-called active managers who try to pick the great stocks, and the one-third who seem to win in any one year aren't the same who do better in the next year. So when you look over 20 or 30 years, it's just overwhelming that 90, 95% of active managers are beaten by the index. So number one, indexing. The one thing, you know what I like to say about markets is we all need to be cautious and modest about what we know and don't know. But the one thing I'm absolutely sure about is that the lower the expense that I pay to the purveyor of the investment service, the better I'm going to be, the more money there will be for me. So indexing remains one of the biggest lessons. But as you said, Mitch, there are others. And one of them, one of the great lessons, is the name of your company, Rebalance IRA, because I believe and have believed for years and have the data to show that it works, that the simple idea of rebalancing works wonders for a portfolio in that it always reduces the risk of the portfolio, and in very volatile markets, it will tend to increase your portfolio's return.
Yeah, rebalancing is a great concept that I learned early on from the book, Bert, and it's a very hard to grasp concept sometimes because the financial world continues to tell people that they're predicting this or predicting that, and that forms the basis of making a change in the portfolio. And what you recommended 40 years ago and what we do is very different, isn't it?
Look, nobody, and I mean nobody, can predict what the market's going to do next week, next month, next year. I have started my career on Wall Street. I've been in this business for more than 40 years. I have never known anyone who could successfully predict the market consistently over time. You can get it right once in a while, but to do it consistently over time, I've never known anyone who could do it. And in fact, I've never known anyone who knows anyone who could consistently predict the market. What rebalancing tells you to do is this, is if you've got a portfolio that, let's say, has some equities or common stocks and has some safe securities, such as bonds, and you want to have a balanced portfolio that's, let's say, 60% stocks and 40% more fixed income, bonds, preferred stocks, and so forth, that what you do is you look at your portfolio periodically and you ask what's happened. Have you gone through a period such as the period during the internet bubble at the beginning of the 2000s, where the stocks just went crazy up and the bonds were going down? So instead of a 60-40 portfolio, your stocks were 75% and your fixed income was 25%. What rebalancing tells you to do is take a little money off the table, take the proportions down to that 60-40 that you're comfortable with. You know, it's almost as if we all would like a genie to tell us when the market's too high, when we should get out. The nearest thing to it is rebalancing. And basically what this does is it will always remove some of the risks of a portfolio, particularly when one asset class gets too popular, and it will, in volatile markets, tend to increase your return.
Bert, that's my question for you. Let's go back to 2008 when everything seemed to fall apart. If I had been involved in a rebalance, would it have made a difference for me in terms of my investments?
Absolutely.
Explain why.
One of the mistakes that people made in 2008, and this is one of the other things that's I pay a lot of attention to, particularly in more recent editions of the book, is so-called behavioral finance. Sometimes in investing, we're our own worst enemies. And what we know that we do as individuals is we buy when everyone's optimistic, as they were at the beginning of 2000. And during a period like 2008, when the world seemed to be falling apart, that's when we tend to sell. What rebalancing forces you to do is to do just the opposite of what your instincts tell you, because your instincts are always going to be wrong. What rebalancing told you in 2008 was the stock market was low. Instead of 60% in stocks, you maybe had only 33 or 40% in stocks. And since the bond market was way up because the monetary authorities were reducing interest rates down to zero, bonds were way up. It said sell your bonds and buy more stocks. So rebalancing protects you from these behavioral problems that you have of buying when you're optimistic, selling when you're pessimistic. And what it would have done in 2008 is got you more into the market at just the right time.
Bert, we have to take a break. But before we do, I want Mitch to give his website and phone number. And I want to point out that you do serve on the advisory committee for Mitch. So, Mitch, give us that information again, please.
Oh, sure. It's rebalance-ira.com. And our phone number is 877-IRA-4-IRA.
All right, we're going to take that break, Bert. When we come back, Mitch is going to have a series of questions for you. We appreciate more than we can say. You're staying with us for another segment. This is John Rothman.
And I'm Mitch Tuckman.
And we will be right back with a man who, I have to tell you, impresses me amazingly. And look, who else could come up with a line, the blindfolded chimpanzee can throw darts against the dartboard and do better than the pros? Sounds good to me. We'll be right back.